Hello everyone and welcome back to the Stylish Study Show. Now, summer is upon us, which means that some of us are going to have to be working a little bit extra hard to stay motivated to actually level up our grades and boss up our grades, because whilst some year groups may be chilling, doing summery things, which we can still do by the way, everyone can still do summery things, but sometimes you just have to put in a little bit of extra work. You may have exams next year, which I am sure that for people with exams next year, summer is going to be a real key period to catch up. It's a great time to utilize to actually get ahead on some things, create your revision resources, and actually just, yeah, get to the next level, get everything done. And for other year groups that don't have exams next year, it can be a great way to actually, like I said, just catch up with everything. And it can be really demotivating to actually do these things over the summer holidays, because you know that people are out chilling, but we know that it can be really equally as important to chill, but also get some of that work done, get to the next level, really push on and actually achieve more success within our lives. So I'm going to be sharing with you some of my tips of what I would be doing over summer to really just improve my grades. So maybe you're someone that's going back to school next year and you're like, I really wasted last year, I didn't do enough work, and now I really want to prove to my teachers that I can do this, that I can get those grades. So if you're listening to this right now and that is you, maybe you have exams next year or you just want to put in some more work for your grades, these are some of the things that I would be doing that I have done over summers that have been really, really crucial and really pushed me to the next level. So let's go through the list. Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. So the first thing that I am gonna preach about, because I love, and it is the blueprint, it is the holy grail, and if you don't start here, it's gonna be really difficult. Find your specifications. Go online, find your specifications. If you haven't already downloaded our free ebook, it will tell you all about the specification. So that's a great place to start as well. But I really would start with the specification. Like I said, if you don't know how to find the specification, that is going to be in the ebook, which you can grab. I'll also pop a link in the description. But get your specification. It is the blueprint. It tells you what you need to know. Why wouldn't you want this? It's absolutely fantabulous. I literally love it so much. It is just where everyone should start. It's really just going to help you get there. Essentially, you've been learning too much probably, and if you're feeling really flustered, really overwhelmed with how much you need to know, you might be trying to learn too much. So the specification actually outlines exactly what you need to know, exactly how to get the marks, exactly what examiners are looking for. You can also, as like a little bonus tip, go to examiner's reports. They're going to be also really telling you what the examiner needs to know, but that's going to be really exam based rather than revision based. I mean, revision is still should very much be exam based because that's how it's marked, but in terms of actually creating a revision list, start with a specification. Some specifications even outline every single detail that you need to know, which you can just use as a revision list and cross off. So absolutely perfect for that. If you need some more help to go through the specification, you really have no clue how to go through it, but you know it's super important, head on over to the Stylish Study membership and we can help you out. There is a whole masterclass in there on exactly how to go through your specification, and the doors are currently open for the membership. So if you head over to www.stylishstudy.com/join membership, that's stylishstudy.com/join membership, you can actually unlock that masterclass as well as a whole array of other masterclasses. We have so much going on in there. We update it every single week with a new worksheet and a new video, ebooks, a community on there, forum, everything, the lot. So yeah, definitely recommend checking that out. If you're serious about taking your studying to the next level, you really need a guided hand to hold you. We're also getting experts involved that are experts in habits, coaches, teachers, the lot, you name it. So it's really going to be getting better and bigger and amazing. So if you want to get some more guided help and you really need some trainings on exactly how to do that, head on over to the Stylish Study membership and we can help you out in there. The next thing is declutter. Now this is such a basic tip and you're probably like, oh Ella, that's really boring, but it is so vital. Have a clear out the amount of paper that you just accumulate that you don't need. What you want to be doing is essentially making your folders your personal revision guide, your personal textbook, your personal every bit of information in there that you need. Get rid of the stuff that you don't need to learn. Whether your teacher gave you a homework sheet that you never actually completed because you did it on the computer, or maybe you just have mind maps galore that actually you just need to condense down into one mind map, get rid of as much paper as you possibly can and condense. Get rid of extra information that you don't need, clear everything out, have an organise, start organising your notes by exam rather than subject. People get really confused when I say that. There is more inside the membership about that, but essentially, when you open your folder, it needs to be of an exam, not of a subject, and that will really help you to compartmentalise and get really ready for the exam game. So that is something that I really, really think is going to be so crucial for you. Make sure that you are organising, getting everything clear, make sure that you know what you need next year for your pencil case, make sure that you are just having a refresh, getting through everything, because you don't want to come round to exam season, pull out your folders and realize that you have so much just mess everywhere. Everything needs to be clean, easy, able to look back on, able to read. Maybe you scribbled down some notes in class that were really messy and weren't really great. Maybe you need to write up some of your notes in the Cornell method. Whatever it is, start to really clear out your notes, get them really topped form and start getting your folders really organized, and maybe even just declutter your room at the same time. Having a tidy and just clean space is just good for the mind. It just makes you feel better. So I would definitely be doing that over summer. It's a really productive use of your time and something that you don't have time for during the everyday school life, when you're trying to complete homework and stay on top of assignments, etc., etc. So try and do that now whilst you have the time. My third tip is maybe something that I probably should have mentioned at the start of this podcast, to be fair, but plan what you need to do over the holidays. Now, I'm talking about in terms of revision, I'm talking about in terms of assignments that you have to do, I'm talking in terms of catch-up work that you need to do, I'm talking in terms of everything school related. The way that we really like to organize stuff at Study Study is with a must do, should do, could do list. Essentially, what this means is that you have your must do's, which are your things that you need to get completed ASAP. You cannot move forward without getting them done, and that they really have to get done. That's a must do. A should do are the things that you really should do as well. So maybe you have an exam at the end of September and you know that you need to create the flashcards for that. So that's probably a should do. Like, it's not something that needs to be done right this moment, but you really should do it and it really should be a priority as well. And then you have your could do's. So I used to have a lot of could do's over summer in terms of maybe make the flashcards for the whole of Unit 3 for sociology that I had just covered, but I didn't actually need them for an exam until maybe Christmas. So they're the things that you could do. So really organize your tasks into a must do, could do, should do list. That is going to be so beneficial. Then you can organize how you're going to then spread that out over summer. A key for summer productivity but also fun is spread things out. Make sure that you are organizing yourself properly. Make sure that you aren't doing too much work but you aren't also just leaving it to the last minute. So maybe create a calendar with the 6 weeks on it and organize things from your must do, could do, should do list into that. Put your must do's on the first couple of weeks, then your should do's maybe on week 3 and 4, and then your could do's on week 5 and 6. That's just an example. I mean, it might not work that way for you, but that's just an example of a way that could really work out and could really help you be more productive. And then in terms of also planning that out, plan how you're going to spend your days. Now, I'm not saying that every single day needs to be the same and that you don't need to have that constant routine, because it is summer, like have a bit of fun. But at the same time, it might help you to create a routine. So maybe think what would be really nice for your morning routine. I know for me, I really like to get up, have a nice breakfast, but not be too rushed. Maybe you want to go to the gym, because maybe now that school's over, you can go to the gym in the morning because you don't have to be at school for 8:30. So really take advantage of this freedom. But when you have the freedom, make sure that you are also sticking to a healthy routine. I'm not saying that you have to go to sleep every night at 8 p.m., but just make sure you don't fall into that habit of being totally nocturnal and not getting anything done during the day. You want to make the most out of your summer, whether that's doing something fun or whether that's doing some work. For me personally, I always used the rule during the summer holidays of working from 10 till 2. That meant that I could have a slow morning and wake up whenever was good for my body, but then I was also up early enough to do some work for the day. I used to get like 4 hours of work done, and then from 2 p.m. that would basically be the time that I would see my friends in the afternoon, and then I could chill out, I could go out in the evenings, I could do whatever I wanted from that time, but I still got 4 hours of work done in the day. That's 28 hours a week. That is incredible amount of time. Obviously, you don't have to do it over the weekends. You don't have to do that every single day, but that is just an idea, and that was just a way that really helped me to actually be able to get work done. I was then in kind of a routine, so I wasn't totally all over the place, getting too overwhelmed. It just really worked for me, so I really wanted to share that with you. But yeah, try and find a way and a routine that works for you and just see what you can come up with, but really try and plan things out, because whilst it's good to have this freedom, you don't want to look back in 6 weeks' time and think, oh my goodness, I wish I'd spread everything out better. I wish I'd just done a little bit more that week, and now I have 3 deadlines I need to meet by tomorrow and I've done none of my work. So that's what I don't want you guys to fall into. I don't want you to fall into the trap of just leaving everything to the last minute. So getting a grip on things and really planning it out before the summer holidays or at the start of the summer holidays is going to be really beneficial for you. Also, try and try out some new techniques. Now, like I said, you don't have the super impending academic pressure right now. You still obviously probably have a few assignments, maybe a few bits of homework to hand in, but you don't have that academic pressure of things being go, go, go now. You don't have to be at school every single day, and you don't also have to be handing in homework as regularly. So take this time, try out some new techniques, even if you maybe did it for a couple of hours just at the start of the holidays and then you were like, okay, I've had enough, I found this good technique but I don't like the rest. Have a go at trying out some new techniques, whether that be Pomodoro, whether that be Cornell notes, whether that be mind maps, whether that be cue cards, flashcards, etc, etc. Whatever things that you've thought, oh, maybe that'll be useful but I just don't have time to implement that right now, have a go. Maybe make a list of 3 or 4 techniques you want to try out. Don't go totally crazy and try out 26 that you've just googled, because chances are that you won't have enough time to try them all out properly and that you will just get so overwhelmed and you'll just be like, I don't really know what to do. So if you've heard of ones before, maybe you've heard me at Style Study talk about ones before and you're like, oh, I really like wish I could give that a go because I know that so many people have got success from it, i.e. Pomodoro, the Cornell method, etc, etc, have a go with them and maybe nail it down to a few techniques to really try and implement over the summer. You can give them a go. If you hate them, don't carry them on, like, simple as, but it's good to give them a go because you never know until you try it, and like I said, summer gives you a really good time to actually spend some time on these techniques and spend some time actually playing around with how you study, where during the actual academic year, you may not have enough time to actually spend that extra time exploring and working things out. And last but not least, if you are looking to go to uni, or you just want to maybe get a summer job next year, or maybe you just want to just expand your horizons, I would really recommend getting some volunteering in. Now, summer is the best time to do this because obviously you don't have very many responsibilities or obligations. You are not at school full time, so you can actually spend some time doing some other things. Get some volunteering in. Now, you don't have to be volunteering 5 days a week, 40 hours, having no time for yourself. There are places that will allow you just to do 4 hours, maybe once a week, and just call it a day. There are plenty of places that you can volunteer at. So if you are wanting to volunteer locally, just go drop in and just ask them if they have any volunteering opportunities. It may be a bit scary, but honestly, I think you'll find some really great ones. Charity shops are a great place to look. Dog shelters, the RSPCA, they're all places that really rely on volunteers and that really rely on people to help them. It's a great way to get your foot in the door. It's a great way to have stuff for your UCAS application. Getting a job will be so much easier if you can pop that down on your CV. It's just absolutely fabulous, and I would really recommend that you actually just try and maybe just do a new opportunity. There are also some volunteering opportunities online that you can do. So if you still don't feel comfortable going fully out into the world yet because of COVID, then there are some opportunities online. They might be a little bit harder to find, but I'm sure with a quick Google search you can find some. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to leave us a review, and if you're listening to this right now, take a screenshot, snap a pic, share it with us on Instagram at stylishstudy_. We would love to see your pictures and that you're really enjoying this episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review, and for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_ and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.